soul to soul and spirit to spirit. Blessings. Well, this is getting pretty close to 200 talks. We've only been doing this for, well, barely over a year. So that comes out to somewhere in the neighborhood of 4 talks a week. That's a lot of talks. This week, some very, very strange messages have been coming in meditation. And I do not expect many to understand. The first one that I received was, there is no this world in this world. And that was rather shocking. Now, do realize that the only thing that can ever be shocked about truth is the human mind. Because truth, when it registers in consciousness, dissolves the human mind. And so when you receive an impartation and it registers, the human mind is shocked and momentarily stands still. It's shocked into silence, you might say. And in the silence that follows comes realization. That truth becomes real in your experience. And so, although I am just as apt as the next person to sit down and receive an impartation of scripture, such as, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine, at other times I receive impartations that are quite strange, almost like receiving them from a Zen master, receiving a koan that I have to take into my meditation and dwell with for sometimes long periods of pondering and contemplation and meditation before I understand what came in a moment of silence. And so this one was no different. There is no this world in this world. And it shocked me into being still. What could that mean? That's sort of cryptic. That's some sort of hidden statement of truth. There is no this world in this world. And I've come back to that several times this week. And you might want to do the same if it resonates with you. Some clues, some hints would be these. No illusion is ever externalized. Hence, no illusion is ever in the world. The world that God created is eternal. There is no second world. There are only mental images about the world of God's creating, or God's creation. And so if you see a this world, it's a mental image. It's not in the world. And so as you look out over the world with that inner realization, you can see there is no this world in this world. Sometimes these statements, when they really register with you, they bring everything to a standstill. You feel as if the rug is pulled out from under you. You feel as if you are being turned inside out, which is perfectly fine because that's what Christ told us needed to happen in the Gospel of Thomas. The inside must become the outside, and the outside the inside. And this is one of those truths that leads to that experience. There is no this world in this world. And so, as if that was not enough, I had a meditation yesterday morning, in which I felt omnipresence. And I said, "Thank you, Father," and I got up to take care of my errands for the day. And one of the errands we have on Saturday is we drive to two towns over to the nearest Walmart and do some of our shopping. And so on the drive there, I had three children in the back, all playing Game Boys, some with the volume up, some with the volume down. I had my wonderful wife sitting next to me, and she too was playing a Game Boy. And I was simply looking at the road because I was driving, and in the mountains you need to pay attention. And I was going up a particular mountain, about to descend to the other side, and into my consciousness came this statement. The kingdom of heaven is not in a place. And again, I had the momentary shock of realization, which brought my mind to a standstill. All this while negotiating the other side of the mountain, the descent down into the town. We learn to meditate with our eyes open, we said in our last talk. And this is what was happening to me. I say it was happening because I did nothing to bring it on. Now, some clues as to this statement are: we know that the kingdom of heaven is not in time. This has to be true because time is a man-made creation, or rather a man-made mental image, under which and in which most of us live. That being so, the kingdom of heaven is outside of time. We have also said that there is no tomorrow kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is now, existing. Just because you cannot see it does not mean that it does not exist. And, furthermore, when you step outside of time, when you come out from under the belief in time, and you have a momentary glimpse of timelessness, you will sense the kingdom. very near. But now, the second part. The kingdom of heaven is not in time. And the kingdom of heaven is not in space. What in the world could that mean? I have lived with it now for over 24 hours. It has come back repeatedly. The kingdom of heaven is not in space. Well, I give you one word to consider, and that word is omnipresence. Oh, we all say and read, God is omnipresent. Omnipresent means there is no second presence. God is omnipresence, so there is no second presence. There is no space. There's only God. There cannot be space to encompass God because it would be bigger than God. Omnipresence, infinite, there is no space. And so, the kingdom of heaven is not in time. The kingdom of heaven is not in space. Does that not destroy and shatter many of the mental images we had of heaven? Think. Think about it. Ponder this. Take it within. The kingdom of heaven is not in passing time. The kingdom of heaven is not in space. There is no time. There is no space. We are not waiting for someday to enter the kingdom of heaven. We're not waiting until we drop our bodies to enter the kingdom of heaven. We must have discovered by now, practicing these spiritual principles, what the kingdom of heaven is not. And so I submit to you, from direct impartation, the kingdom of heaven is not in time. The kingdom of heaven is not in space. The kingdom of heaven is not a place. And this world is not in this world. Well, that should leave you standing on nothing, which is a very good place to be. Because when you reach this kind of nothingness, the allness of God comes into your awareness. Omnipresence means omnipresence. There is no second place. There is no second space. There is no second life. There is no second mind. One omnipresent I. I am the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is omnipresence. How many times have we read, "In Him we live and move and have our being"? In the kingdom of heaven, we live and move and have our being now. Eternity, eternal life, does not have a beginning. It's not going to start for you the Thursday after next. You are eternal life. You are the kingdom of heaven. You are omnipresence. Therefore, you do not exist in time. You do not exist in space. This world and everything that makes up this world is not in you. It is a mental image formed by the mind, formed by the sense mind, formed by the senses. And the senses can never, ever, ever know the kingdom of heaven. The senses cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. But in the silence, as you recognize, you are not in time, you are not in space, you are not in a place. In the silence, as you rest back in omnipresence, you are the kingdom of heaven, that place where God is. Do we see this? More, do we know this? This must be a conscious awareness. You must have the awareness of what I am, the I that is you. Do you not see that you are incorporeal, God, omnipresent? It will do no good to think about this. Ponder it, yes, but only so that you may come into the actual experience. It's not a thought about this that will transform you. It is a conscious experience of your own omnipresence that transforms you. From these statements, we can understand now why such things as forgiveness are so very important. We understand now that forgiveness has nothing to do with a moral goodness. It has nothing to do with being good. Forgiveness has nothing to do with being loving. Forgiveness has nothing to do with trying to do the right thing. All of those are mental images, part of the illusion of humanhood. The reason why forgiveness is so very important is because if you still see something you cannot forgive, you are seeing something the mind is showing you. You are seeing a mental image. You are seeing a sense picture not created by God, not God's omnipresence. And if you continue to see something you cannot forgive, then you will not see, you will not know God. Because you will be looking through the glass darkly of that particular mental image. To come into the experience of omnipresence itself, you must forgive completely, holding no one anywhere in bondage, seeing no one that even needs forgiveness. And forgiveness is only one of the principles that we must embody, that we must have practiced. Another one is, call no man your father on earth. Because if you see anyone, including yourself, that has a father on earth, then you see an existence that had a beginning and an end. You see a life in time. And yet, the kingdom of heaven, your own omnipresence, the kingdom of heaven is not in time. If you see a life taking place in time, you will continue to look through that mental image, that glass darkly, and you will not experience God's omnipresence. Are we seeing that the reason these tools have been given to us, these principles to practice, are to set us free from a mental image life, which is not a life at all? Yes, we are being called to step out of a life in passing time. We are being called to step out of a life in three-dimensional space. The reason that we cannot, some of us cannot have healings, cannot experience the healing of a discord, is because we are hoping somehow to pull that omnipresence into our mental image. We are hoping to pull that omnipresence into our sense life, our sense of a life in passing time. Do we not see how totally impossible this is, to try to pull omnipresent eternality and immortality into a mental image in passing time? Clearly, when we were told we cannot put new wine into old wineskins, we were being told to stop trying to do this. Put quite simply, you will never heal a mental image. In the Infinite Way Wisdoms, Joel says, stop trying. This is what he means. Isaiah told us to cease from this mental image, from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Cease from the man or woman in passing time. Cease from the man, woman, or child in the three-dimensional space. This is not a creation of God. This is a mind formation. And because this world is not in this world, it's not taking place out here. It's taking place in the mind. Do you not understand yet that God omnipresent means no second presence, no second life? I give you now the secret to all healing. Drop the mental image, life in passing time, and in your meditation, come into the sense of omnipresence. Use spiritual discernment to discern that omnipresent self. Live, move, have your meditation in that omnipresent self, or in the awareness of omnipresence. Then shall you see that incorporeal, omnipresent God has no second. That incorporeal, omnipresent God manifests incorporeally and omnipresent. And resting in the awareness of it, well, we have been told, stand fast and see the salvation of God, which means stand fast and see what happens. See what manifests as you have the inner conscious realization of omnipresence. Stand still. Be still and know that I, the only I, am omnipresent. The kingdom of heaven is not in passing time and never ever will be. That new wine cannot go in to the old wineskin. The kingdom of heaven is not in space. In this three-dimensional space, you see, and never ever can be. The kingdom of heaven is your omnipresence. The kingdom of heaven is I. That place where God is your own being. It's not a place at all. It's an identity, an awareness, a being. And I, the I of you, the I of me, for there is one I, no second presence, I am the kingdom of heaven, eternally, immortally, everlasting. And these are some of the contemplations and meditations that I have had over the past few days because of the two statements that I received. This world is not in this world. Why? Because of omnipresence, there is no second. And the kingdom of heaven is not in space. Why? Because of omnipresence, there is no space. Take this into your meditation. See for yourself what is revealed. Do not take my word for it. This is only my meditation. You must have your own. See what is revealed as you take these two statements with you and live with them and ponder them and enter into them and let them enter into you. This world is not in this world. The kingdom of heaven is not in time. The kingdom of heaven is not in space. I am the kingdom of heaven. We are going to have to come up higher. We are going to have to leave metaphysics behind and come up into the true mysticism of our being, of the one being, of the I. Which means we're going to have to come into the sense of life as it is lived when we have the inner realization of the incorporeal, invisible, immortal identity. We are going to come into the actual conscious discernment that our life, indeed all life, is invisible and incorporeal. And that is the life that God maintains unto eternity, and no other, for there is no second life. We're going to have to come into the inner conscious awareness, the spiritual discernment, that all supply is invisible and incorporeal. And that supply is omnipresent. Always flowing. Always manifested. Not in time or in space, but incorporeally formed. And if you get a sense of that supply, you will never ever be without. Ever. That is why, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up, because all supply is incorporeal, invisible, immortal, and omnipresent. When you get that sense of the invisible spiritual substance, which is omnipresent, well, you can relax. No more struggle to try to get something to put into the old wineskin. No more struggling to trying to get something out here in this time and space. Just a simple resting back in the awareness of an invisible spiritual substance, which is omnipresent being. We're going to come into the awareness that omnipresence is that presence everywhere. That though there are thousands of faces, though there appears to be thousands of faces and thousands of forms, millions, billions, there is only one infinite, immortal, incorporeal presence. And when we come into the conscious awareness of it, we are never alone. There is always a companionship, and a companion by our side. Many forms appearing, many faces, but we are no longer fooled by that picture in time and which appears to be in time and space. No, we commune now with the presence animating all, the presence at the center of all. We who are, well, I have to say, ready to step into the kingdom of heaven, are going to come into an infinite, incorporeal, invisible, spiritual life. An infinite, incorporeal, invisible, spiritual supply. An infinite, incorporeal, invisible, spiritual companionship. Which is really an infinite, incorporeal, invisible, spiritual self. And this self is none other in the kingdom of heaven. Truly, the Master was correct when he said, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is within you." Because the kingdom of heaven is what you are. The kingdom of heaven is what I am. All that I have sought, I already am. All that the Father has is mine, because all that the Father is, I am. And so now, perhaps we understand that the purpose for meditation is to lay down, lose our limited mental image of a life inside of time and space, and to be so still that spiritual discernment can reveal our unlimited, infinite, divine self. Spiritual discernment can reveal we do not walk in time and space. We walk in the kingdom of heaven. Spiritual discernment will reveal that there is no second. That I myself am the infinite, invisible, and incorporeal, eternal, immortal kingdom of heaven. For you that takes the time to download this talk and listen to it, well, I thank you. I realize that the I that speaks it is the I that imparts it and the I that receives it, for we are, in fact, one. And so blessings, joy, and love flowing throughout our being, throughout that infinite kingdom of heaven, throughout the I that I am. Amen.